Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good morning. Welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas conference call on the results of the fourth quarter in 2014. Today we have here us with Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas' Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, the Chief Financial Officer. We inform you that the presentation is being recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. Then we shall initiate a Q&A session. Before proceeding, let me mention that this conference call will be related to financial information that has been prepared under International Financial Reporting Standards. These financial information is unaudited. This presentation may contain announcements that constitute forward-looking statements which are not guarantees of future performances and involves risks and uncertainties, and that certain results may differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements as a result of various factors. We invite you to read the complete disclaimer included in the presentation, which you find on our website. Now, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We are pleased to welcome you to our first conference call in which we'll present Rotoplas 2014 financial results. Over the last year, we had several opportunities to talk to you in detail about Rotoplas. Today, I will begin in my review with the investment case, and then Mario will present the financial review of the quarter and full year 2014, and finally, will we open the line for questions and answer sessions. As many of you learned from the IPO roadshow, we are committed to provide water solutions by offering innovative and value-added water solutions aimed at improving the quality of life of people. We have positioned ourselves as leaders in innovating water storage, water flow, and water treatment solutions in Mexico, Brazil, Peru, Central America, and Argentina. Besides, our current high service and quality standards, added value to our customers, operational efficiency, and innovative products have been key factors for us in winning high competitive public bids and being awarded government contracts. For example, this last quarter we won a contract in Mexico for water fountains in public schools. Although it's a small contract, but it is starting an opportunity. To satisfy the market demand, we benefit from our strategic distribution network and innovative state-of-the-art production facilities. As of December 31, we had 24 plants. At the end of December, we successfully relocated the activity of one plant in Brazil in order to increase logistic efficiency in our process. We are well established an institutional company with world-class corporate governance and processes with an experienced entrepreneurial management team with extensive knowledge in the water industry. All of these allow us to meet the demand of the 12 countries where we operate and to have a strong balance sheet to support future growth. And now Mario is going to give us some highlights of the IPO and summary of fourth quarter and annual results of Rotoplas.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning to everyone. As you all aware of, this year we carried out our initial public offering on December 10th under the ticker AWA as part of our growth strategy. And I would like to take the chance to thank all the financial community for your trust and support on this process. The IPO raised 4.2 billion pesos by placing more than 144 million shares. That represents a float of 29.7%. All offering was 100% primary to foster our future growth. Just some statistics, for the first 60 days, 47 million shares were traded. Volume weighted average price was $29.97, and liquidity as measured by the Bolsa is medium. Now, we can start with the fourth quarter results. Well, as you know, while the fourth quarter of 2014 was characterized by significant foreign exchange volatility throughout the world, alongside increased expectations of interest rate hikes this year by the Fed, and lower oil and commodity prices. Emerging market currencies suffered against the U.S. dollar, which rose 12.6% in the quarter against the Mexican peso, and 13.4% against the Brazilian real. Now, going into Rotoplas, in the fourth quarter, sales were up 4.2% compared to the same period in 2013. This was mainly driven by the sales of individual and integrated solutions in Brazil. Nevertheless, as a consequence of the increase in the cost of resin because of FX volatility, our EBITDA margin fell at 200 basis points. Now, it's worth to explain that as part of our strategy in Brazil, in the quarter, we changed our mix from individual solutions to integral solutions in order to provide a more robust solution for the water scarcity problem they are facing in the Northeast. Because of this change, individual solutions remained flat versus the same quarter of last year, while integrated solutions grew 19%. If we do not consider the change, individual solutions will have increased 18.1%, driven primarily by the drought in the state of São Paulo and a good performance in Mexico. On the other hand, integrated solutions represent 27% of sales and grew 19% in the fourth quarter of 2014, driven mainly by higher sales of rainwater harvesting systems in the northern east of Brazil. On an annual basis, our top line increased 21% year over year, boosted by the performance of individual and integrated solutions in Mexico and Brazil. The consolidated EBITDA increased 6.6%, and the margin decreased 180 basis points due to the growth in cost of raw materials because higher energy prices and the dollar appreciation against the currencies where we operate. Also, we have one-time non-recurrent expenses of 30 million pesos for the development of integrated water solutions in Mexico, such as the water fountains, and the preparative expenses in the startup of the United States of America. Going into revenues by country, Brazil took a more important role over the year due to the record sales because of the individual integrated solutions, mainly explained by the severe drought in the country, which is not only affecting the Northeast, now it's also affecting the Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro regions. Meanwhile, Mexico's share remained constant due to the overall good performance of our products. And the rest of the countries lost 3 points of share in our total revenue pie because have a slower growth rate when compared to Brazil or Mexico. When talking by solutions, individual solutions in 2014 decreased 2.3%, mainly due to the change in the sales mix in Brazil that we explained before, when we move from individual solutions to integrated solutions. If we do not consider this change, the individual solutions of the company will show an increase of 18.4% due to a higher sales across all our product lines and in all countries. The EBITDA of individual solutions contracted 6.3% over the last year, and the margin stood at 14.2%, mainly due to the increase in raw materials costs. Integrated solutions, on the other hand, have doubled 2.5 times over the last couple of years and rose against 2013 close to 280%. This increase considers the change in sales mix made in Brazil. Without considering the change, year-over-year growth would have been 50.5%. However, the EBITDA margin decreased from 16.2% to 10.1% as a consequence of high cost of raw materials that most impact, the most impact happened in Brazil. Now, going into sales mix on an annual basis, here you can see how in 2013, 8% of our sales revenue mix was coming from integrated water solutions, when compared to 2014 of 26%. This is all driven by our strategy that we're looking moving into more integrated solutions, which increase our profits and our competitive position and against all other players in this part of the world. Now, when talking about our debt, net debt was 2.7 million pesos, which considers the cash collected from the IPO. And as you can see, a maturity profile of debt is still very open and very comfortable for the next couple of years, which will allow us to keep with the growth rate that we've been experiencing over the last years. We believe that the company's balance sheet and the management team we have will help us keep on working on the future, implementing our strategy, given the water needs that we are seeing in the markets where we operate. Therefore, this is our 2015 full year guidance for sales. We're expecting to grow on a range from 11% to 15%. EBITDA margin will come across a range of 14 to 16%. CapEx as a percentage of sales will be between 4% to 16%. That will depend mainly on how the U.S. market and other initiatives will accelerate throughout the year, and a tax rate between 20 to 30%. However, it is worth to mention that we expect a slow first quarter of 2015 because we are experiencing some delay of water programs in Brazil because the transition of the new cabinet and civil servants is taking more time than expected. And also, the water fountain business will be gaining traction throughout the year. I guess with that, Paul, now we can open the line for the questions.
Thank you, sir. For our phone audience, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone with us today, please make sure that your mute function is off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll take our first phone question from Evelyn Chow with Goldman Sachs.
Good morning, Carlos and Mario. Congratulations on the IPO and a great quarter. I guess I just wanted to start with my first question, really off the back of your 2015 guide and your comment on 1Q specifically. Can you help me understand how seasonality on sales and EBITDA will differ in 2015 versus what you're typically able to achieve historically?
Thank you very much for the question. This is Carlos. We don't see really a seasonality during the year regularly. This should be more an exception with the changes of the government in the cabinet of the new government in Brazil, where all the civil servants that they are taking new positions, they are getting acquainted with the operation, so things are being very slow. ending the end of December and early January. And January, now we expect the ferry and should start taking their role and the evolution that they should have as they had before. They are having a tremendous drought. We are experiencing a growth in all of our operations in individual solutions in all the countries. So there should not be a sustainability, but once the new civil servants, they get acquainted with their operation.
Okay, helpful. I guess I also wanted to parse out further the EBITDA margins you achieved this quarter. I know that you highlighted they declined about 200 bips due to higher raw materials costs, which I presume are primarily resin-related. I think during the deal, you had been projecting oil at about $100, and clearly that metric has moved a bit. What should be my expectation on the trajectory of resin prices in 2015, and as a result, any sort of raw mats benefit that you should see?
Thanks, Evelyn. This is Mario. We are projecting oil in 2015 at $60 per barrel, and also that will benefit the resin prices. On the other hand, we also have an effect on FX that goes that hand in hand. So we will have some headwind from the FX market and some tailwind from the energy costs.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Mario. I guess one last follow-up from me on the FX point, actually. I know last time we spoke, you had talked about wanting to put through a mid-single-digit type price increase to stay ahead of FX devaluation. First, is that still on track, or has it already happened? And secondly, how do I think about quantifying the FX impact in 2015 from a sales and EBITDA perspective?
Well, we have already increased our prices in the last quarter of 2014 in order to reflect that FX increases. What we're expecting in 2015 is an FX of 14.4 pesos to a US dollar and 2.80 reais to a US dollar. With that, we have set our prices to reflect that changes. Also, we're expecting some tailwind on the energy prices. So all in all, we have shifted some prices in the countries where we operate.
Got it. Thank you very much for taking my questions.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn.
We'll take our next phone question from Fernando Perez with GMB.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations on the IPO and for your first conference call. I have one question regarding to, your guidance for 2015. How many of the shares are going to come from government entities, and what percentage of your sales are recurrent? Thank you.
Yes, Fernando, thank you very much for your question. We're expecting this year to have about 35% of our sales coming from the government. There should be recurrent the sales. We have quite pulverized the customers in the government. Some of these sales we have already signed the contract, specifically in Brazil. So this should be about what we are expecting from government, and 65%, of course, from individual solutions and some integrated solutions that are not government.
Okay, thank you. And just one more question. How do you expect the budget cut in Mexico to affect your results?
Hi, Fernando. We understand that there will not be any effect on the problems in Mexico. The cut was done on the PDC TAPI, but that is mainly through the plans to compensate the adults 65 years and above. And they are canceling some plans where the CEDESOL and the local states complement each other. What they have not touched in the cut is the program against hunger and water needs. So what we have been told is that no cut is going to suffer, is going to be made in the type of solution that we offer to the government.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next phone question is from Andres Aurifred with Interacciones.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Thanks for answering my question. I just got two questions. The first regarding the implications of the oil and gas price on your cost structure. Could you give us more color about that? And the second one is regarding your expectations on Brazil for 2015. Could we see some similar levels on your revenue coming from this country, or it will be a little more for 2015? Thank you.
Hello, Andres. Just about your first question, around 60% of our cost of goods sold are linked to resin. And this year, we have budgeted to have Brazil flat, and growth is going to be coming from other countries.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Rafael Buerba with Santander Asset Management.
Good morning, Carlos and Mario. I have two follow-up questions on things already discussed. First, on the costs and on the lower oil price impact. How long is the delay from low oil prices to be reflected in the resin that you buy, and then from that cheap inventory to be reflected in lower costs? Should we expect that benefit to be seen by the second quarter or until the second half of the year? So that's one question, and the other one is again on the revision or budget costs. Budget cuts to the PDZP. Just to clarify, then the Baño Digno and the water fountain projects are not included in that budget.
On the resin, Rafa, good morning. It's Carlos. On the resin side question, usually we get reflected the prices of the resin about 2 months after following the oil prices, and then we need one more month usually in order to have them reflected in our costs because of the inventory we manage, and so this takes about 3 months. This means that we'll see the reflect in this year mainly more in the second quarter than in the first quarter, and but Baños Dinos and water fountains, today government deals with the projections of the programs in both of the projects in Baños Dinos and in water fountains. CEDESOL deals with the projects, as well as the government with the taxes they have collected from the soft drinks, the special tax, and we have been meeting with them, and they said that they have the allocation, and they are on that project. So we are talking to them how to proceed there. We had our first contract, as I mentioned, late last year in one of the north states in Mexico, and the program was very successful.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos, and congratulations on the successful IPO.
Thank you for your question, Rafa.
Our next phone question is from Eduardo Solona with Retail Investor.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for the call, and congratulations on the IPO and the excellent results of last year. Can you please give us an update on how you are starting your operations in the United States, and what are your expectations for sales in our neighbor country?
Yes, hello, Eduardo. About the U.S. operation, we have already started with our first sale in January. We started to gain some client base. But most important, our investment thesis is starting to get the shape that we want. We have had some good reviews on our product quality, the service, which is one of the key advantages that we want to implement, is also good. So we are gaining a very good flavor of this market, and that is one of the reasons why we have a range in the CapEx for 2015. As we are entering into the second quarter, we might be planning to open the second and third plant this year in the United States.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you, Eduardo.
Our next question is from Andres Portilla with GBM. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, Mario. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the IPO. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, how do you expect to deploy the company's net cash position during the year?
We are expecting to use somewhere around 20-30% from the IPO on CapEx during 2015. And this will depend on different variables, such as speed of projects in Mexico, Brazil, and U.S. And also, the company is always evaluating possible candidates for acquisitions that fit well our business strategy. So we think a deployment around that range could happen in 2015, and we expect to deploy the resources from the IPO, as mentioned before, between 24 to 36 months.
Okay, thank you very much. And the next question is, how much from the guidance for 2015 comes from the U.S.?
The U.S. will represent just a very small part in 2015. We expect to have a better traction and performance going into 2016.
Okay. And the last question is, if you're seeing a lot of benefits in Brazil from the severe drought seen during the year, during 2014?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Andres. We are experienced. We expect high intensity in the demand of our solutions in Brazil. The drought is very severe, and the reserves of water that Sao Paulo, the city of Sao Paulo, has these days is extremely low. So people is taking care of looking for some solutions in order to take care of the water scarcity they are experiencing.
Just to complement on Carlos' comment, Andres, we Well, obviously, we already have some rainwater harvesting solutions going up in the Northeast, where they have this water problem. Now we're starting to hear that they want to take these programs into the cities because they're having a lot of problems. Sabespi, which is a water utility company, is making programs to make water storage. So all this is happening, and I think the company will see, as Carlos mentioned, an intense demand for the type of solution that we can offer to the marketplace.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Our next phone question is from Ian Simmons with Charlemagne. Please go ahead.
Hi, just to follow up on that question on Brazil, you said earlier that you expect the Brazil business to be flat this year. Can you just explain why you expect flat results in a market where there's very high and rising demand?
The thing is we are being conservative on Brazil profile. We understand that they also have some problems with deficit accounts. So we want to be conservative in our approach to Brazil. But, this water issue, which is getting more severe, could eventually make things, could give us some tailwind. And also another reason why we've been conservative is that we know, no matter that it's the same president, always there is some transition into civil servants. So all those two things, that's the reason we were conservative on Brazil this year.
Okay, and one more question, maybe the same answer. But at the IPO, I was under the impression that if all of your different growth avenues, the drinking fountains, the US, the rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting, if they all started to work together, then growth would be much higher than the guidance you've just given us of 11-15% on revenues. So are you seeing a slowdown or a delay in your expectations in any of those growth paths?
Not really. The thing is that there's also some FX volatility against the Mexican peso that is also affecting a little bit about the net revenue in pesos. For example, last quarter, FX effect on revenue, when you go local sales, they grew 4% faster than when you translate that into peso. That is one of the reasons we are in peso denominated, more conservative in our 2015 guidance.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from Carlos Barrelongue with Merrill Lynch.
Thank you for the call, Carlos and Mario. Good morning. A few questions, if I may. With regards to the U.S., the plans in terms of number of plants to open this year and next year, could you provide us with some guidance on that? The second question is related to the margins in Brazil. They came down 400-500 basis points, if I recall, from the report. Can you comment on what happened there and what's your expectation for this year in terms of margins? They closed 2014 around 10.6%. Can you provide some guidance on that? And lastly, have you won any particular contracts on Mexico in water harvesting and bathrooms? Can you provide some visibility as to how the process works in terms of, you know, the programs are there, they haven't been cut by the cuts the government announced, but can you comment on any advancements you've had in terms of gaining contracts? And thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. This is Carlos Rojas. First of all, your first question about the U.S. Plants. As Mario explained earlier, we already started with the first plant operating. We had our first sale, and we are now starting to build up our customer base. Now, with this and with the reaction that we see from our solutions in the market, we are already working with the possibility of opening a second plant in the second half of this year, and maybe to start after that to work and be ready for the third production plant. So this year. So this year we should have two plants working for sure, and the third one on the way. And from there we'll see how is the market reacting, and we build our plans for next year. On the question of Brazil margins, Mario will answer you. Mario, would you please?
Sure. Hello, Carlos. Well, as you mentioned, Brazil EBITDA margin on a yearly, on an annual basis dropped 480 basis points. From those 480 basis points, 240 comes from the impact of FX and resin. From all of our business, the country that was mostly impacted on FX and resin was Brazil. That's the reason we see a half of a drop because of that. And the second is that prices we do, the different contracts with governments, are fixed prices. That it takes time. You have to wait for 1 year to make a price adjustment. So what you will be seeing in 2015 is those price adjustments in the type of water solutions that are being sold in Brazil, which you didn't see in 2014. Those are the two reasons why the margin in Brazil drops.
In your question about the programs for the Baños Dignos from the Mexican government, today they are working with their new needs, but they are going kind of slow, Carlos, because as you know, we are having some elections this year, and there is a period of time that they cannot do bids and work with these bids during election times. So we are working with them, and we are not sure if they will do the bid before the elections or during the elections, but we will start having the results either the second quarter or the third quarter of this year. That's why it's going slow.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos.
We'll take our next question from Mauricio Santos with GBM.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, Mario. Thanks for the call. Well, my question was basically regarding the spread between the integral and the individual solutions margin. I guess it's somewhat explained by what you just told us about the FX resin in Brazil and the fixed price of contracts. However, how do you feel about this going forward? It was my understanding that the integral solution should have higher margins compared to individual solutions. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct, Mauricio. And in the past question, we explained to Carlos why Brazil was the most affected with these resin and FX movements. And the other one is that we already have, we had some one-time expenses in the year to develop integrated solutions, mainly in Mexico. So those three items, FX, resin, and some one-time development expenses, that affected the integrated solutions. Going forward, the company has learned some new stuff. We're building some new competitive advantages. And we're getting closer to the end consumer, and we think these will eventually reflect in higher margins in the coming years.
Okay, a follow up on this. You just told us that you are selling 35% of this year's sales are going to the government. Is that number comparable to what you sold in 2014?
Yes, it's more or less the same, a little bit shorter, This year was more on the 40 side, well, 2014 was more on the 40 side. And the reason is that, let's say, the public side of the company or other channels are growing also very fast. For example, Carlos was about talking about intensity of individual solutions in Brazil. We also have some plans in other countries like Peru. So we're balancing that channel mix across the company.
Okay. So let's say if you get any additional contract in Mexico, any additional contract with the government in Mexico, that should be incremental to the guidance you just released.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much, and congrats on the IPO.
Thank you, Mauricio.
And at this time, we have no further questions from our phone audience.
Well, then we have a question on the chat who comes from Arieli Sanchez, and she asks, what are the main threats for Rotoplas not to meet their expectations in Mexico? Thanks, Arieli.
After what we have mentioned, we don't see any other one that that would affect to Rotoplas results. I mean, nothing specifically in Mexico. There's no more questions there. We would like to thank you for being with us, for your interest and for your questions. And we'll be in touch in the next quarter. Thank you very much to all.
And in the meantime, if you have any questions regarding anything in the company, you can contact us. You already have our contact information. And we will be more than happy to attend those.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude today's presentation. We appreciate everyone's participation.